The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Good morning and welcome to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. We are gathered at the feet of Christ to receive power, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit for our daily activities, to be empowered to go through this day, to be empowered to go through this week. We thank the Lord for this grace that He has given unto us. And I thank God for your lives this week, in fact, this month. In our church, and I know different churches, different members are here. Not all of you are from Deliverance. But I'm just announcing that there are 2 months that are very prophetic and the most dangerous and spiritually inclined month. That is the month that is ending the year, December, and the month that is opening or beginning the year, January. In these 2 months, a lot of spiritual activities go on. In December, spiritual activities. Many want to give their account. Yes. They want to fulfill their assignment so that they can receive their reward and promotion for the coming year. So a lot of satanic activities take place in December. The same way in January, a lot of spiritual activities take place. People sacrifice, people consult, people lay foundations for the year. Yes, for the year, to take them through the year. That is why, as a child of God, it is very, very important whether your church has declared some fasting or not. By you yourself, you should really engage the month of January, because it is one of the most spiritual months where we lay foundations. All that is going to happen in 365 days that are ahead, they must be determined by January, by some weeks, some days in January, what you do, the foundations you laid. So during this time, God is very, very close to us. The Holy Spirit is around to lead us and to guide us. And so as many as can join, we started our 21-day fast on the 10th of January, on the 10th of January. To 31st January, 21-day fasting and prayer. Yes, 21-day fasting and prayer. You can break after 3 o'clock, 6 p.m. Yes, and when you are fasting, you take a lot of water, because this is a long fast. You take a lot of water. Yes, in the evening, you can break. You can eat once. You eat once. This is not the time to be eating. No, we are limiting the eating. And we are concentrating on God. You limit your outings. You limit your celebrations. You limit the time you spend with friends. You limit chatting and talking. Yes. And then give much of the time to prayer. And we are praying this prayer that we are praying. Our team has been reviving your work for deeper encounter through fasting and prayer. Reviving your work for deeper encounter through fasting and prayer. Today, our sub-team from now will be reviving your works. Then by so-so and so, by this, then the prayers that we'll be praying, they will be connected to reviving your works. Today, we are going to pray some prayers. Reviving your works by retrieving, recovering, or taking back, sold out, stolen birthright, sold out, or stolen birthright. I want to share something about birthright. As I shared yesterday during our prayers at the church. Yes, there was a podcast. The evening prayers are all on podcast, yes. So you can also join, you can go there. But I want to repeat, and even this evening, we shall be repeating some of these prayers. Some prayers need to be repeated. We need to pray them again and again. In fact, there is an account in the Bible, in Genesis, first of all, let me read our text before I come to the prayer point. Our text has always been Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 2, where the prophet prayed and said, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew. The word renew means revive or repeat them in our day, in our time. Make them known in wrath. Remember mercy. This appropriate time to pray this prayer. We are asking God to repeat his wonders of the days of old. Yes, the miracle he performed and the judgment he brought on the enemies of his children in the days of old. Another scripture is found in Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63 from verse 11. That also, where the prophet was also saying a similar thing. Isaiah 63 from verse 11 to 13. He says, then his people recalled the days of old. They recalled what? The days of old. They remembered the days of old. The days of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them through the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who set his spirit among them, who sent his glorious arm of power to be at Moses' right hand, who divided the waters before them to gain for himself everlasting renown, who led them through the depths like a horse in open country? They did not stumble. Like cattle that go down to the plain, they were given rest by the Spirit of the Lord. This is how you guided your people to make for yourself a glorious name. Hallelujah. 2022, we want God to repeat his works. To repeat, to revive, to renew, yes, his wonders of old. How he dealt with Pharaoh, the enemies of God's people, the oppressor of God's people. How he dealt with Nebuchadnezzar. How he dealt with Jezebel. How he dealt with Delilah. How he dealt with the enemies of God's people, the Israelites. Yes, God should repeat it in our time. How he dealt with corruption, evil, immorality, injustice. Those who have become untouchable. Yes, they are in our families. They are at our workplaces. They are in our offices. They are in our neighborhood. Nobody can touch them. Yes, but God dealt with those spirits in the days of old. And he must deal with them. Let me tell you, as I was saying yesterday in the evening service, God will never come down to do anything if you don't provoke him into action. Because of the will that God has given to us, he does not know whether what you are experiencing is okay for you. I am telling you, human beings are different. Human beings are different. Yes, some people you want to help them and they are okay. They don't need your help. So God has given us a will. God will never bypass our will. He will never violate your will. That is why you should not just sit there as a Christian and think that God is aware of your plight. He's aware of your situation. He pretends he's not aware. I'm telling you. In fact, God is always providing what you cannot provide. When you were sleeping, you didn't know what was going on around you. So he sent his angels to watch over you. That one, that is his ministry to you now. And at the right time, he quickened your spirit to come back to life, because it is not yet time for him to call you home. He did not allow the devil to kill you. He is protecting you. There is a lot that goes on that you don't see. A lot in the realms of the spirit. A lot around you that you don't see. At your workplace, people come there with charms. They come there with spells, because they also belong to groups, occult groups, temples. They have been given things to have advantage, to reign and to rule. But God has given you a spirit. He has given you protection and preservation. That one you don't see. Yes, His grace that He has released, His glory upon you, the anointing upon you, you don't see. These are His rights towards us. Apart from this, any other thing you want to be accomplished in your life, your marriage is not going on well, your husband is not treating you well, your wife is not treating you well, your boss is not treating you well, you are going through a situation or an experience, you must let him know. You must engage him. You must provoke him in prayer, in sacrifices. You must engage him. You must bring him in. That is when he comes in. Because for all you know, whatever you are going through, you like it. You like it. So your will, he will never violate your will. That is why it is very important that we bring God in. Yes, yesterday I was saying it. Christianity is not just belonging to a church. Christianity is not just belonging to a church with a very good name. Going to church every day, holding the Bible. That is Christianity. Christianity is a way of life. Christianity is a realm. It's a kingdom. It's a realm. Once you have been baptized in water by immersion, you have been immersed in the kingdom. You have been immersed in Christ. You now carry Christ. You carry a realm. Yes, it's like a shadow around you. You carry it everywhere you go. And so anything that is going wrong, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Anything, any situation or circumstance that must be changed, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet about it. No, do not be quiet about it. Rise up. Habakkuk was not silent. He couldn't behold the injustice, the corruption, the immorality. Yes, in the system and the oppression of the Babylonians. He could not. Habakkuk is the son of the Shunammite woman. In 2 Kings chapter 2. Is it 2 Kings chapter 4? The Shunammite woman. You remember? The woman who provided a room for Elisha on top of her house. He made a bedroom and put a table, a lantern, and a bed there, so that anytime, and a chair, anytime Elisha comes to town, she is going on circuit to inspect the school of the prophet. He will have a place to stay. She was feeding him. And when Elisha realized all that this woman has gone through, the woman was very rich, but she has no child. We call it negative complacency. When you are trying to get something, you can't get it, you decide to live with it. And some people conclude by saying, it's my cross. Who told you it's your cross? You can change it. You can change it in Christ. It is not your cross. You can change every situation and circumstance. Yes, sometimes, yes, the person you encounter, this woman identify Elisha as a man of God. Please, you must identify people. You must identify. Sometimes, yes, the people you encounter, how do we say it? When you get connected to people. By connection. I mean, when you come, association. Association. Yes, like we are going to deal with birthright by association. Yes. Things that you have inherited by association. Yes. You must find a man of God and associate. Yes. You can have your pastor as your spiritual father. You must have only one spiritual father. But you can have many guardians. Many guardians. Yes. You can have many guardians. Graces that you need. Some people have got multiple graces. Yes. I have multiple graces. Some people also have single graces. So if your pastor has a single grace, then you can get others. Yes. Some of us, we have multiple graces. Multiple graces that the Lord, we have the ministry of Christ Jesus. Yes. But we still don't have all. We are praying that God will add more. Hallelujah. So, after Elisha said, as the servant, go and ask the woman, what does she? The woman said, oh no, you know, I am very rich. I don't need anything. But Gehazi observed that there were only servants in the house. Gehazi spoke to the servants, a lot of them, because she was very rich. He said, please, which of you are the children of the woman? This man and the wife. The Bible said that the husband was already old. And they said, oh, they have no children. They have no children. We are living with them. So Elisha went and, Gehazi went and told Elisha she has no children. And then Elisha invited her. He said, next year by this time, you embrace. So the name Habakkuk means embrace. Habakkuk means embrace. You will embrace a son. And the woman said, man of God, please, I beg you. It's like, don't deceive me. Look at my age. Look at my husband. She has not experienced that before. But exactly a year. Exactly a year. She had a son. And at a point, the son died. The devil attacked the miracle. Yes. The devil attacked the miracle. And the man of God had to bring the son back. That son, according to Jewish tradition, they believe that that son is Habakkuk. That son is the prophet Habakkuk. Today, you have learned something you haven't learned. That son is the prophet Habakkuk. And remember another widow, Zarephath. The woman of Zarephath, eh? Yes. The widow of Zarephath. His son was also Jonah. Jonah was the son of the widow of Zarephath. Jonah, prophet Jonah. You see, look, your association affects everything around you. Your proper link affects even your children. If you are properly connected to a man of God, you are properly connected, proper connection, not connection by fire. Proper connection, it affects your marriage, it affects your husband. A holy man of God, proper connection affects your husband, affects your wife, affects even your children. Yes. Because you have brought yourself under the covering that the person carries, the covering that he carries or she carries, you have brought yourself under it. And so it begins to affect everything around you. That was what happened. So Habakkuk was the son, according to Jewish tradition, they believe that Habakkuk was the son of the Shunammite woman. And Jonah was the son of the widow of Zarephath. The widow of Zarephath came into contact with who? Elijah. She gave a last meal to Elijah. God commanded her, and through that food never finished. Yes, that son, she had a son already. That son became Jonah, the prophet Jonah. The prophet Jonah. God started using the son. May your association with us, I don't want to mention my name, May your association with this platform, may your connection begin to affect everything in your life. Amen. Begin to affect. Let the covering that we carry, the covering against poverty, the covering against premature death, the covering against satanic attacks, the covering that lifts people, the covering that brings a turnaround promotion. When we meet people who are nobody, yes, suddenly they begin to rise. They begin to rise. When we meet people who have failed, all the XX, yes, they get back to their position. And people who are nobody on the floor, when they come into contact with us, their lives begin to change and turn around. May that covering affect you. May that covering rest on you. Now let's go to today's prayer point. Genesis 25, verse number 29 to 34. And Genesis 27, verse number 1. In fact, the whole of Genesis 27. The whole of Genesis 27. Yesterday we read it at church. So Genesis 25. That was where Esau sold his birthright. Genesis 25, from verse number 29. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. That means he was burning with hunger. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I am famished." That is why he was also called Edom. In fact, the Bible says that Esau was a glutton. Esau likes food. Esau likes food. Food, Papa. He was a foodian. He was a man of the world. Esau likes pleasure. 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 An Epicurean. Epicurean. Epicurious. Epicurean philosophers in the Bible, in the days of Jesus Christ, they believe in pleasure. Pleasure. Life is all about pleasure. Please yourself. Have many women. Sex. Food. Drink. So and so. So even when they become Christians, that's how they live. That's how they live. Yes. Pleasure. We call them Epicurean. Epicureans. That was Esau. Jacob replied, verse 31, "First, sell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die." Esau said, "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Let me just read a few verses in Genesis 27. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son, here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your weapons, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessings before I die." Before I die. You know something? Yes, Esau was the firstborn, and the firstborn has some rights, some birth rights, where the greater part, about double of whatever the father owns, is given to the firstborn. The firstborn is put in charge of the father's property. In fact, he is not just put in charge of property, he takes over the father's authority, spiritual authority So the firstborn becomes like the father. In those days, when God was working through fathers, the words of your father is like the word of God. Whatever your father says, in fact, your father creates your destiny. Your father determines your destiny. He determines your future, your tomorrow. Yes, that is fatherhood. Fatherhood in the days of old. Fatherhood. And so Esau was the firstborn, and he was actually going to take the place of Isaac spiritually. Spiritually, in wealth, in prosperity, in everything. But you know, because of hunger, Esau sold his birthright. Your birthright is that unique blessing, the uniqueness of you. Your birthright is what makes you different from every human being in this world. When you were created with some uniqueness, some blessings, some things, some inborn things, through which the whole world will know you, through which you can make a living, through which you can be celebrated. Yes, that is your birthright. But you see, birthrights can be sold. Birthrights can be stolen. And that is the number one thing that our enemy is always seeking, to do, to steal our birthright. How can we lose our birthright? Through hunger. Esau lost his birthright through what? Food, hunger. Oh, just give me food. Yes. Oh, yes, food. Any pleasure. Through compromise. You compromise. Yes. A lady who needs a job, a lady who needs accommodation, the boss says, let me sleep with you. Through sex, we lose our birthright. It is stolen. It has been exchanged. Yes. Some men are Delilahs. Some women are also Delilahs. They kill destinies. They cast down. Yes. Anybody in life who has problem with sex, you are nobody. I'm telling you, anybody who has problem, sexual issues, please pray for deliverance. Pray for deliverance. You are nobody. You have no destiny. I'm telling you, there is a word that God gave me the other day. I've forgotten it. Holy Spirit, help me. Yes. No womanizer or manizer ends well. No, you have no place before God. In fact, you are like a butterfly. You have no spiritual standing. Yes. The only thing that keeps you is because maybe you love God and you fear God. But if that is your weakness, bring it before God every day. Tell God every day that please deliver me from this thing. Otherwise, your end, I have made research. Womanizers, they don't end well. Manizers, they don't end well. They don't end well. No matter the level they rise to. Don't be happy that women are giving you scholarship. You pass here, oh, women, because of the way you can do it for them. Oh, you can satisfy them. So this thing, you are dead. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You are dead. Or a woman who is there with men. You are dead. No glory. You are like a butterfly in the realms of the spirit that can be caught and just destroyed. So through sex, we lose our birthright. Another way that we've lost our birthright, careless communication, careless conversation, sharing our things with people we don't know. We know them, but we are sharing our plans, our death, I mean, our what we want to achieve, that is my problem. That is the area. That is my problem. That was how I have sold some birthright. I have shared my vision. I have shared my plan. I have shared what God has spoken to me about my future. I have just shared it. Shared it with friends. Shared it with people. Because I thought everyone was like me. I thought everyone was like me. Oh, good heart. Anything that is good for somebody, I will pray. I will wish that the person succeeds. It is now, when I became 50 years, it's too late. 50 years before I got to know that human beings are different, that not everyone is like you. What happened to Joseph? Genesis 37. When Joseph shared his dream with his brothers and his father, what happened to him? 30 years of affliction. They hated him all the more. So you see, they tried to destroy his birthright. Yes, they say, let's kill him and see what happens to his dream. Let's kill him and see what happens to his dream. So this man is going to rule over us. Never. It cannot be. That was me, Delali Boja. God have mercy on me. God, and the years I have, please fulfill me. I didn't know. Yes. Careless talk. Talking, sharing everything with anybody. In Matthew 27:64. What did the chief priest, what did the soldiers went to Pilate and the chief priest to tell him? He said, remember when Jesus was alive, that deceiver, remember what he was saying. He was saying that when he is killed on the third day, he will rise again. So let us go and make the tomb as secure as we can. So you see, they pick what Jesus said. They pick what Jesus said. Please, you can lose your birthright by careless talk. Careless talk with people whose spirit you don't know. This is where our parents, our ancestors have sold our birthright. Oh, your parents, especially when parents, they start life with compound house. They haven't built yet. They are staying in compound house. They are staying in barracks. Oh, that's my son. Oh, this my daughter. Hey, especially when schools close and then the children are coming home with resort. Hey, of course. So you were first. So you were second. Yay, this my child. Oh, my child. Oh, everybody in the compound is celebrating. Everybody. Yes. When the women are sitting or the men are sitting, they are talking about their children. Oh, this my daughter, this my son. As of the, yes, so that your daughter. Yes, so that's so and so. You can do that when you know the spirit of the people you are talking with. Otherwise, you are selling your children's birthright. Some of us are parents. That was how they sold our birthright. Our ancestors, that was how they sold our birthright. Yes, we can also sell our birthright through anger. Through anger, you say something. Yes, I know a father who used to tell the children, I will not need your money. I will not need your money, because the father was irresponsible and the mother was the one who was struggling, seven children, struggling to take care of them. The father doesn't care. The man doesn't care. So when the children started growing, they started aligning themselves to the mother, and the father became jealous. Oh, as for you people, I know. Look, when you grow, when you begin to work, I will not ask you for anything. I will not need your money. I will not need your anything. Do you know what happened? At a point, he started asking the children. The children started taking care of him. But do you know, because of what he has said, God didn't cause him to live long. After some few years, he died. So that the wife will continue to enjoy the children. Please, watch your mouth. We sell our birthright through hot anger. Yes, in our tradition. For example, when somebody annoys you, say, you, I won't eat your food again. I won't eat your food again. Later, when you go back to eat, we call it ogu. Ogu, I don't know how it is called in different cultures. What you say, you will not do again. In anger, when you go back to do it, it is called ogu. In fact, in my hometown, that thing has killed many people. Yes, when you go back to eat, your stomach will start swelling. Yes, you get cancer of the stomach. I have seen it before. People openly, out of anger, they say, you, your food, I will not eat again. I will not, and then mistakenly, they started eating. Their stomach started swelling. Their stomach started swelling. We sell our hot birthright. Another way that our ancestors have sold our birthright, when they went to shrines and juju, to collect juju for protection, for fame, for prosperity. Over there, demonic covenant also. Yes, they make demonic covenant. Some families, let me tell you, some families, only one person, the ancestor was rich. I've heard it. Hey, your grandfather, your grandfather was the richest. He was the richest. Your grandfather was the richest. Yes. When I go to my hometown, that's people, you say, your grandfather, he owns the whole of this town. He owns lands, properties, your grandfather. But after him, all who follow, no one. You should know that that grandfather has sold the birthright of his generation. He has sold the birthright of who? His generation. He has sold some, they have sold childbirth so that in the family, no childbirth. Some, they sold marriages so that in the family, people don't marry. Some, they can have plenty of children. Yes, but no marriage. Yes, some, they can have plenty of children, but they can never stay in a marital home. Yes, some, they have sold health. Yes, they have given some organs. They went and donated some organs. Yes, I am giving these organs. Let my generation suffer this sickness. Let my, especially this one, those who join occult, lodges. Aha. Those are the things there. Yes, lodges, occult. Yes, let I give this organ. I give this. Yes, so that your generation, those who come after you, they will suffer diabetes. They will suffer high blood pressure. They will suffer stroke. They will suffer some. It is premature death. At a certain age, somebody must die. People must die. Please, these are various ways. We also sell our birthright by what? Association. Just as we gain from association, so also we sell our birthright by association. Yes, Ahab sold his birthright by marrying to Jezebel. Jezebel was a witch. Her father was Ethbaal, the father of Ethbaal. Ethbaal. Jezebel means daughter of Baal. Daughter of witchcraft. She was a witch. They were the custodians of the Baal idol. And Ahab, God's king, married her. That was how Baalism, Baal worship came to Israel. and it became a national religion. In fact, people were so confused between Jehovah and Baal. That was why Elijah had to come out to the contest on Mount Carmel, because even the prophets of God, they were confused. Who is who? Is it Baal or Yahweh? So Elijah had to make the contest. Please, oh God, let us know today. Is it Baal? Baal should respond. Is it Yahweh? Yahweh should respond. They were killing the prophets of God. Jezebel was killing the prophets of God. Yes, slaying them, killing them. It wasn't easy. Bloodshed. Yes, Jezebel's spirit and Athaliah's spirit, it always takes the blood of royals, blood of kings, blood of prophets, blood of people of God. Yes, people of God. So you see, through marriage, Ahab lost his birthright. So through marriage, Samson, through sex to Delilah, yes, lost his birthright. There are various ways. Some of us, we ourselves, we have sold willingly. Some our ancestors, by the grace of God, I was not sexually immoral at all. In fact, yes, before I became born again, the devil used me in that area. But I got born again. From born again, finish. You see, actually, when you become born again, your birthright is restored unto you. But you see, the devil will still fight you until you yourself deal with it. Until you yourself, you deal with it. And the worst of all is, when you are born again and you are still engaging in these things, you have wasted your situation. You have wasted your heart, your situation. Those who are born again and they are engaged willingly in those things, they have wasted their situation. That one, look, anything you do when you are born again, you have willingly. It's like Jesus Christ willingly doing something. It is established. Yes. But when you were not born again, the day you genuinely accept Christ, there is a swift changeover, a sudden changeover spiritually and eternally. And when you are immersed in water completely, there is a changeover. So there is a swift changeover in your birthright. It is restored back unto you. But you know, in fact, you must deal with these things in prayer. And do you know something? The blood of Jesus can restore to you your birthright. Isaiah 41 verse 1. What does it say? Somebody may be online and say, but how can I retrieve my birthright? How can I retrieve my birthright? Isaiah 41. Christianity is by the revelation you are carrying. No, it's not just the church you are attending. What you are being taught, your eyes that are being opened, the revelation, the conviction, your faith. This is what makes Christianity. That's what makes us different. Isaiah 41 verse 4. What does it say? Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am He. The Lord is saying that He is the only one who can trace your past. He can trace your past. Yes. So the blood of Jesus can trace your past. He can trace your ancestor. He can locate the covenant. He can locate it and deliver you from it and restore unto you your birthright. That's what we are going to do right now. Yes, we are going to pray birthright. We are going to command the wind of acceleration. We are going to command 2022 and we are going to pray as the Spirit of God lead us. Begin to thank the Lord right now for this revelation. Say, Lord, I thank you for this revelation. 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 Begin to thank God for this revelation.
We are grateful to you for this revelation. That has opened our eyes. That has taught us things that we didn't know.
Let me say this. When you are married, that is why God places a serious, this thing on marriage. Marriage is the most serious thing on earth. Yes, marriage. The person you are married to, you have inherited the birthright. So you and your husband, your husband has inherited your birthright. You have also inherited his foundation. So you have inherited foundations and what? Birthrights. So the two of you, you have the same. So what do? You come together to pray. That's why husbands and wife must pray. Husbands and wife who don't pray together, you are joking. You can't make it. Husbands, you can't make it. Wife, you can't make it. Husband and wife who never pray together, you cannot make it. You can never. It's difficult. You can't make it. But then, it is better that one person, either you the husband or the wife, you must take it upon yourself. When your partner is not committed, please stand firm. That's the only way that God can have mercy on you and make a way for you. Don't wait for your partner. But the best is that you and your partner are praying together. But if your partner cannot, because sometimes his foundation is not allowing him. Yes. Some of the problems we are having, they are foundational. It's a spirit. The man himself is not aware. It's a spirit. The man will not stay at home. The man will not be this. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's the foundation that the man or the woman has inherited. The man will think that this is me. Or the woman will say, this is me. Love me the way I am. So it's not true. That's not how you are. It's a spirit. It's a foundation you have inherited. Bring it before God. He will deal with it. And the kind of person you can become, you have no idea. You have no idea. So we want to pray right now. I don't know. The Holy Spirit has touched me to explain this. Look, my strength and my power is because of my wife. I have prayer warriors. As a pastor, you must have general prayer warriors who pray for the church. Out of them, you must have some one or two people who pray for you alone. Then you and your wife, you must be the third prayer warrior. My wife is my best prayer warrior. We pray together. We have prayed together since secondary school days when we didn't know that we're going to marry. We've been praying together. We have prayed together. Had it not been that, I wouldn't be what I am today. I would have fallen long time. I might have been disciplined or leave the ministry long time. But because we pray together, we pray together so the enemy has never succeeded. Even the church I am pastoring, the environment, the area, the Lord has broken through because myself and my wife, we are one in prayer. Even though we can disagree, we quarrel. We quarrel. We quarrel. Sometimes she does some things, I get angry. I say, what kind of woman have I married? Sometimes I will do some things, She will get angry, say, why did I marry this man? But yes, those are our characters. Those are our foundation. When they raise their head, then we deal with them. And then we keep on going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going to pray right now. Today, Look, today, the 12th day of January 2022, you are taking back, you are recovering, you are retrieving your birthright.
Amen.
That you yourself might have sold out, your ancestors have sold out, or it has been stolen from you. And you know, after praying these prayers, your circumstances will start changing.
Amen.
Things will start changing. Change will start coming around you. You begin to experience some good things that you have never experienced before.
Amen.
It is a restoration of your birthright.
Thank you, Lord.
I see some people, I tell my wife, I say, look at this lady. This lady is supposed to be in this position. But when you look at where she is, birthright. Birthright. Foundation issues. That is it. But we are going to pray right now. Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for this revelation.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
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 I am visiting.
I am visiting.
The issue of my birthright.
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 Today.
Today.
I mention your name.
I, Gladys Boja.
I declare and decree.
I declare and decree.
That with the blood of Jesus Christ.
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 I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I recover.
I take back.
I take back.
Any birthright.
Any birthright. Right.
That I have personally sold out.
Personally sold out.
Any birthright.
Any birthright. I
have personally sold out.
Personally sold out.
Any birthright.
Any birthright.
I have personally sold out.
Personally sold out.
Any birthright.
Any birthright.
I have sold out.
I have sold out
to the enemy.
To the enemy.
To the agent.
To the agent
of darkness.
Of darkness.
To the agent.
To the agent
of the devil.
Of the devil.
In various ways.
In various ways.
Any birthright.
Any birthright.
I have personally sold out.
Personally sold out
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I take it back.
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 By the blood of Jesus.
I take it
back.
I recover.
I take it back.
I retrieve.
I recover. I recover my birthright.
I recover
my birthright.
I recover.
I
retrieve.
I recover them.
I recover
them all.
I retrieve
them all.
I retrieve.
I take them back.
I recover.
I take them back.
I retrieve.
By the blood of Jesus.
I retrieve them. Anything
retrieve
of
them.
Mine
I
that
them.
I have sold
I take
out
them back.
In
I take
anger
them back. I
by
take them
two
back.
Sexual
I take
relationships.
Through
yes,
sexual
by
relationships.
Any means.
My, or by
anger.
Any means.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Last.
Through careless
compromise.
Talk.
Whichever
yes,
way
anger,
I have sold out
demonic
anything of mine, anything of
yes,
mine
Lord,
that I have willingly
done,
sold out,
sold
yes,
out
Lord,
my
I take it back.
I take it
I take
back.
It back.
I take 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 it back.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of
2022.
2022.
I take it back.
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 With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I recover it.
I recover.
I retrieve it.
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 Anything.
Anything
I have sold,
I have sold.
Any glory,
any glory,
any anointing,
any anointing,
any grace,
any grace,
any favor,
any favor,
any birthright,
any birthright.
I have sold,
I have sold
willingly,
oh willingly,
unknowingly,
unknowingly.
I have
sold
to the enemy,
to the enemy,
by any means,
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 with the blood of Jesus Christ,
the blood of Jesus Christ.
I take it back.
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 Back
with the blood of Jesus.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I retrieve.
I retrieve. I recover.
I recover.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I retrieve.
By the blood of Jesus.
I retrieve
them all.
I recover.
I recover them all.
I recover
them all. I retrieve them all. I take them back.
I take them back.
By the blood of Jesus. in yes, the Lord. Name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know what gave
Rebecca and Jacob?
Do you know what enabled them to succeed against Esau? The birthright has already been stolen.
The spirit first.
The what?
The spiritual realm.
Yes.
What brings or manifests
the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, he has already sold the birthright. So that made it easy for the mother and the brother Jacob to take his position. Look, there are some things people are enjoying. It is because of your birthright. You should have enjoyed that thing. Some positions that people are occupying, they are yours. But because your birthright has already been sold out or stolen, your birthright, it has already been sold out. So that position, you only hear it with your ears. You only see it. What did Esau, what happened? They say, the Bible said that after Jacob had sent the food and Isaac ate and blessed Jacob, Esau appeared. And when Esau appeared and sent the food, the Bible said that, who are you? Say, I am Esau. The Bible said that Isaac trembled. Isaac trembled. Trembled. Why did he tremble? Because he has indeed blessed Jacob. And you know, he doesn't have any other blessing. We have blessing and curses. He said, then who came here? He said, your brother came here. You know, the mother, Rebecca, put on Isaac the clothes of Esau. Impersonation. We call it impersonation. Impersonation, verse 19. Impersonation. Look, some people are enjoying some things. They have impersonated you. They put your image and they go. And because that thing belongs to you, when the thing sees your image, the door is open. Because that door has been what? Ordained for you. So they put on your image and they are enjoying some blessings. Look, January 2022, that is changing.
Hallelujah.
I say it is changing.
Amen.
I say it is changing.
Amen.
It is changing. Amen. January. It is changing.
Amen.
It is changing.
Amen.
It is changing. Yes. Why should some things be so difficult for you? It is because your birthright. Why is it that it is as if the devil is so strong? The devil is harassing Christians. I mean, Christians are underdogs. Things that unbelievers are achieving. Christians are just struggling.
Mm-hmm.
It is an issue of birthright.
Mm.
And we don't know how to deal with them. Some, we ourselves, we have sold them. Like I've said, we have sold them. Look, one thing I fear in my whole life is sex. If you know what that thing is, you will not joke with it, oh. You will not joke with it. Any woman, any person you sleep with, there is an exchange. It's the easiest way to contact, to contract, to change. It's the easiest way to swap. It's the easiest way to receive anything. I'm telling you. And then change of clothes. You're always wearing your friend's clothes. You are changing clothes. Yes. Change of association. Association. Yes. Association is another one. Eating and drinking together is another one. Another one. We have deep, and then we have, lesser ones. That's why it is good for you to belong to a church. Attend every program. Be part of every program. Yes. Belong to a department. Be connected to a man of God. Be connected. Bring yourself under a covering. I am here. I know my friend in Assemblies of God. Every Assemblies of God pastor, right from all the general superintendents who have come, they've been calling me, Dela, come. You are a man of wisdom. Let's talk. Then they will bring issues for me to counsel them. And they take it. Anything I tell them, you see them implementing it. Some of the things they implement, they are from me. Yes, they are from me. Almost everybody in Assemblies of God, pastor will say, oh, Delali Boja is my friend. Oh, I know he's my friend. Oh, he's my dad, guys. But I know who are my friends. I tell you, I know who are my friends. Because my friend, I must know you by the Spirit. All those who are very close to me in church, I know them by the Spirit. Anyone comes around, I know them by the Spirit. Know people by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Know people by the Spirit, not by the flesh. And when you know them by the Spirit, you know how to handle them. Not that you should get away from them. No. You know how to handle them. Say, I declare and decree.
I declare and decree.
Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
Any destiny.
Any destiny.
Any birthright.
Any birthright.
That has been sold.
That has been sold.
By my ancestors.
By my ancestors.
That has been sold.
That has been sold.
By my ancestors.
By my ancestors.
That has been sold.
That has been sold.
By my ancestors.
By my ancestors.
That has been sold.
That has been sold.
By my ancestors.
By my ancestors.
My destiny.
My destiny.
My testimony.
My testimony.
My star.
My star.
My birthright.
My birthright.
That has been sold.
That has been sold.
By my ancestors.
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 By where I live.
By where I live.
By where I live.
By where I live.
Where I was brought up.
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 Today.
Today.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
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 I take back.
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 I recover.
I recover.
I take back.
I take back.
I recover.
I recover.
I take back.
I take back.
I recover.
I recover.
I take back.
I take back.
I recover.
I recover.
I take back.
I take back.
I recover.
I recover.
I take back.
I take back.
I recover.
I recover.
Ratakota kaya kata kabaya.
Ibrikiteke
barakata kabaya kata.
Ibrikiteke
kabaya kata.
Ibrikiteke
barakata kabaya kata. Ibrikiteke kabaya kata.
I recover them all.
Any birthright of mine that has been sold out by my father's house,
yes, O Lord,
by my mother's house,
by my mother's house.
Ibrikato lakrato kaste kabaya. Ibrikiteke kabaya.
By my ancestors, from my father's house, from my mother's house, yes, from my parents themselves, from any member of my family, from any of my ancestors, any of my husband's ancestors, any birthright of ours that have been sold out, yes, our stars, our destiny, our careers, our marriages, our relationships, any birthright that has been sold, yes, Lord, that is affecting
Kabalakata kabara.
By the blood of Jesus, I recover them all.
I recover.
I recover.
I recover.
I recover.
I retrieve.
I take them back.
I recover.
I take them back.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
By fire and by the blood.
I take them back.
I take them back.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
By blood and by fire.
I take them back.
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 I take it 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 back.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I recover.
By the blood.
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 By the blood of Jesus Christ.
I offer the blood.
I offer the blood.
I offer the blood.
I offer the blood.
Today I offer the blood.
I offer the blood.
I offer the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
I offer the blood of Jesus.
I offer the blood of Jesus.
I offer the blood of Jesus Christ.
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 I offer the blood.
To any shrine.
To any shrine,
to any altar,
to any altar,
to any covenant,
to any covenant,
to any covenant,
to any covenant
of my ancestors,
of my ancestors,
of my ancestors,
of my ancestors.
I offer the blood.
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 Let the shrine.
Let the shrine.
Let the covenant.
Let the covenant.
Release. Release.
Release my destiny.
Release my birthright.
Release my birthright.
Release my destiny.
Release my testimony.
Release my career.
Release, release,
release,
release,
release,
release,
release,
release, release. Let it go. Let it go.
Let that offer release. Anything of mine today. That I have
that
myself sold out, or anybody sold out, parents sold out, ancestors sold out, for my father's brother, yes, O Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any of my birthright,
any of my birthright,
and anything of mine,
and anything of mine,
that my parents,
my father,
my father,
my mother,
When we are praying, you mention their names. When you are praying, just mention their names. Say anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
That my parents sold out
my birthright
my destiny
my dream
my star
that they sold out
that they sold out
by their contact
and their connection
to any shrine
to any covenant
for fame
for prosperity
for healing
and for anything
and through that
they sold out unknowingly to them
they sold out
my birthright
my destiny
my star
my dream
today
with the blood of Jesus Christ
with the blood of Jesus Christ
I offer the blood
the
blood of Jesus
to that covenant, to that shrine,
to that connection,
to that indulgence,
to that altar.
I offer the blood
to parental
altar,
parental covenant, parental religion, parental custom.
Traditional customs. I offer the blood. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say so now.
So now.
Now that I've offered the blood.
To those things.
Of my parents. By the blood of Jesus Christ.
I take back.
I recover.
I retrieve.
Anything of mine.
That my parents sold out.
Unknowingly.
I recover.
I retrieve them all. I take back my destiny, my birthright,
my
glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my global recognition.
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 My career.
My career.
My business.
My business.
My husband.
My husband.
My wife.
My wife.
My children.
My children.
My health.
My children.
I take back.
My health.
I take back.
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 I retreat.
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 I recover.
I recover.
I recover.
I recover.
Anything.
Anything.
My parents sold out,
of me,
of me,
of me,
of me,
sold out,
unknowingly,
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 with the blood of
Jesus, with the blood of Jesus,
I take it back,
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 ratakabarakatakabaya, ile paparakatakabaya,
I take it back,
le priketekebarukutukabali.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back. I take back.
I take back.
I take back. I take back. I take back. I take back. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take back my blessing. I take back my blessing. I take back. I take back my glory. I take back my rightful position. I take back my rightful position. I take back my blessing. I take back my expectation. I take back anything that was sold.
In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Amen.
We want to pray finally on this. There are about three prayer points I want us to pray, but we'll just end with this. We shall continue. Genesis 27, verse 11. Impersonation. Say, anyone carrying my image.
Anyone carrying my image.
I take my image back.
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 Anyone carrying my glory.
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 Anyone carrying my destiny.
Anyone carrying my destiny.
Anyone carrying my image.
Anyone carrying my image.
I take it back.
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 Anyone carrying my image.
Anyone carrying my image.
To take my blessing.
To take my blessing.
Anyone carrying my image.
Anyone carrying my image.
To take my blessings.
To take back my blessings.
Any impersonation.
Any impersonation.
Any impersonation.
Impersonation.
To take my position.
To take my position.
To take my position.
To take my position.
To take my blessings.
To take my blessings.
To take what belongs to me.
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 What I should have enjoyed.
What I should have enjoyed.
Like Jacob did.
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 He put on.
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 The clothes.
The clothes.
Of his brother.
Of his brother,
to look like his
to
brother,
look like his brother,
to 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 look like his
to
brother,
to take the brother's
to
blessing,
take the brother's
with
blessing,
the blood of Jesus
with
Christ,
the blood of Jesus
I take
Christ.
Back that
I
image,
I take back that
I
image,
I take back that
I
image,
take back my
any
image,
one of
any
mine,
one of mine,
any one,
any one,
any one,
anywhere in the world,
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 any witch,
any wizard,
any occult.
Whichever group
that they belong,
that have taken,
that have taken
my image,
my image,
my image,
my image,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my glory,
my image,
my image,
my image,
my image,
and I enjoy,
and I enjoy
certain blessings,
certain blessings,
and positions,
and positions
that should have come to me,
that should have come to me
today,
today,
with the blood of Jesus,
with the blood of Jesus,
I take it back,
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 I take
it back,
I take it back,
I take my image back.
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 I take
my image back. By blood and by fire. By the blood of Jesus.
Shakataka barukutukala. Lipaparakata. I take my image back. I take my garment back. I take my image back.
I take my garment back.
I take my image back.
I take my garment back.
I take my glory back.
I take it 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 back.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I recover.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I recover.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I recover.
I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I recover.
I recover them all. I recover them all.
I recover them all.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the Holy Ghost.
I recover them all.
People are using our images to do bad.
Yes.
And they think we are doing bad.
Yes.
Say anyone using my image.
Using my image.
To do bad things.
To do bad things.
I take back my image.
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 With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I take it from them.
I take it from them. I take it from them.
Take it back from them.
Anyone using my image.
Anyone using my
to do bad things.
To do bad things.
I take back my image.
I take back my image.
I take back.
I take back my image.
I take back.
I take back my image.
I take back.
I take back my image.
I take it back.
I take my image back.
I take back.
I take my image back. By the Holy Ghost fire,
I take back.
By the blood of Jesus, I take my image back.
I take back
my image
back.
By fire and by the blood.
I take back.
By fire and by the blood.
I take
fire and by the blood.
I take back.
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 I take it back.
I take it
by blood and by fire. Lipakatu kalibrata, lipaparakata.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Your experiences are going to change.
Amen.
From today, your experiences are going to change.
Yes, Lord.
You are going to begin to have calls.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some people are going to confess to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Certain doors are just going to begin to open for you.
Amen.
In fact, certain people who hated you, who didn't like you,
yes,
they
Lord.
Are going to start to become one with you.
Amen.
I mean, certain people who have never called you or because things are changing.
Amen.
There is restoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is restoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is restoration.
Amen.
There is restoration.
Amen.
There is restoration.
Amen.
There is restoration.
Amen.
If you are married, pray together. If one of your partners is not committing himself or herself, take it up. Take it up. The birthright of my husband, I recover it with the blood. My own birthright. Because the two of you, now you have the same birthright. So recover. Our foundation, we recover. Yes. And excuse me, let me say here, some of you, your former sexual partners, mention their names. Anything that I acquired from you, any negative thing, anything I exchange, my destiny with you, I take it back.
Man.
With you, I take it back.
Amen.
Any negative thing I acquire by my contact with you, I send it back to you.
Amen.
I reject it.
Amen.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I reject it. Anything.
Anything.
I have acquired.
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 Through sex.
Through sex.
I reject it.
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 Anything.
Anything.
I have acquired.
I have acquired.
Through my parents.
Through my parents.
My ancestors.
My ancestors.
Any sickness.
Any sickness.
Any disease.
Any disease.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I reject.
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 I cut off.
I cut off.
I cut off.
I cut off.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Blood of Jesus.
I cut off.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.